Molina Healthcare took over the claims processing system for Idaho's Medicaid program last June. That system pays out $24 million a week to more than 10,000 medical providers. But when Molina took over, the company was understaffed and not prepared to handle the volume of claims. Thousands of claims went unpaid. Small providers were close to bankruptcy. Even getting someone on the phone at Molina was a challenge. Leslie Clement is a deputy director in Idaho's Department of Health and Welfare.
You can see when the system first went up that the abandoned call rate was 50%. That's just absolutely horrible performance. You can also see that for those that hung in there and waited for somebody to answer the call, they were waiting 38 minutes. That's unbearable.
Molina admitted it was understaffed and added 40 people to its Idaho operations. Over time, Clement says performance has steadily improved.
The abandonment rate is less than 2%. The amount of time that people have to wait until someone answers the phone is 30 seconds. That's a real good sign of improved performance.
Molina's performance could affect the state's budget. Idaho's claim system still needs to be certified by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. If it's not, the state would end up owing Medicaid a lot of money.
For every month that the system is not certified, that gap is $450,000 in state general funds.
Clement says if Molina can't get certified for the past year the system has been in operation, the state will hold Molina responsible for the extra costs. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.